You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we're talking about garden and beautiful colours because we're coming into that season. Do you know what? I'm finally getting it now, Mari. Mari Staunton is here, by the way, sitting in front of me. I see the lovely leaves. I get it this week, bright in the evenings. Yeah. Like, we're there, aren't we?
We are there. And once you see the green haze coming on the trees and stuff like that, really kind of, and the bird song in the morning is just incredible. And when they're settling down at night, it's amazing. It's just amazing. And people are actually smiling going around the place. And just I know it's like a lot of work ahead of you in gardening, but we're
getting there, but cheery. We have to put the work in if we want to see the lovely colour in the summer.
You do. So kind of now you'll start seeing all the bedding plants coming into the garden centre. So they're the little annuals that provide you with lots of colour in your hanging baskets, your planters, that sort of thing for the whole summer. The trick is to get them in now. Yes, we could still get a frost, so be aware of that. So you'll have to put a bit of horticultural fleece. I used to fling old neck curtains over stuff before, you know, just to keep the frost away from them a bit.
And it worked.
And it worked. But I suppose when you're looking for plants for tubs and containers, first of all, don't just lash them into the old tubs from last year, because there could be all sorts of nasties in there that are eating the roots. So just dig down, make sure there's nothing awful in there in terms of like vine weevil and stuff, and then put in new compost and a bit of food. I always use the slow release fertilizer because I'm really bad at remembering to put it in.
So just reverse now for a little bit. So you don't have to take all of that old compost out. You just have to rake through it and make sure there's no creepy crawlies in there.
And take the kind of first 3 or 4 kind of inches out.
Okay.
So just because they need some sustenance. They need to get in there and get the root system in there. So if it's all kind of chock-a-block with old roots from other plants, they're not really going to get their little roots down there.
Mm-hmm.
So put in some new compost and what I would always use is a slow-release fertiliser. You just put in an egg cup full into your planter and then it releases the nutrients into the plants as you water.
So you're putting it directly into the planter.
In, and it looks like little bally food. That's all it looks like. So you rustle it in and then you put in your new plants into that.
And when you're buying your new plants, do you have to search and search and search for ones that look healthy and nice? Or
I do.
You do?
I always
or
do.
Or can you get the ones that just look a bit droopy and hope for the best?
Well, sometimes when you go into, well, especially in the garden centres, they water all the time. So they have these big kind of, I suppose they're tables, but they have a kind of a lip on them so they can put water into them and the plants are taking up the water constantly all the time. Sometimes when you're in, I suppose in your grocery stores and that sort of thing, they have plants outside and they really can't water them in case they're slippage, you know, in case they water the ground. So really take heed, have a look at the plant, make sure it's not drooping and drying out already, because once it's at that stage, it's very little, it's very hard to get it back to,
and it's gone,
you know,
then
to good.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of plants, and this is a question I get all the time, what should I put in a kind of a shady position plant-wise? And ideally, begonias. Begonias and ferns and that sort of thing. That'll give you a lush little planting. Beautiful colour, but it can go into semi-shade in a pot or a hanging basket. And then if you're looking for a full sun and you're going away on a holiday for a week, then put in geraniums. They're the go-to.
Hardy.
I have even, they've overwintered from last year.
Just don't like the smell of them.
Yeah, but
geraniums.
Just don't worry about the smell.
They smell a bit like a cat has done its business.
Well, it's a bit like box hedging is the same, isn't it?
Yeah
it smells, yeah.
Smelly,
yeah, yeah.
But we don't, it's the look. We're going for the look
here,
not the smell.
It's all about the look.
Does it matter what pots we use for planting in pots?
Not really. You need drainage. So in terms of, I've never bought a pot that doesn't have a hole in the bottom of it for drainage. Because if you buy pots...
Is that enough though? Do you need to put gravelly stuff?
I put loads of gravel in the bottom of it. And if you're in a windy location, so say you're gardening on a balcony or something and there's a swirling wind, always put in a bit of ballast. So whether it's a couple of bricks or a good bit of grit and gravel at the bottom, that stops it rocking.
For the weight.
Yeah, exactly.
And this listener lives in an apartment on the sixth floor. Oh. It's not enclosed, the balcony, west facing and quite narrow. So any suggestions as to what will survive on it? So here's what they've tried.
Okay.
A few climbers for one wall.
Yeah.
But nothing that like, nothing likes the wind.
Yeah.
So what they want is to have it as a small garden, but only what I grow in pots survive. They take up space and they think it's an issue for lots of different people. What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, you're battling two things. You've got pots. You can't, if it's too small, you can't have too many pots, but you can have one. People tend to have like loads of pots. Just get one pot. You can put a climber in the pot and then you can put other plants around the base of it. So you're getting the colour, but you're also getting the in the same pot. Don't and make it big enough. So you're not tripping over loads of pots, just make one big pot. And the depth matters in terms of you're going to put a climber in, something like Tracheospermum, which is an evergreen jasmine. So you'll have a nice scent, but evergreen leaves. So you could put something, and that'll take a good bit of wind as well.
And west facing.
West facing
and all
is
of that.
Lovely because you're getting all the evening sunshine. You know, you're getting really nice.
And what are they putting in the bottom of that pot then that will survive at that level, sixth floor with all the wind?
So in terms of planting.
Mm.
So your Tracheospermum for the height for on the wall. And then if you've got an open balcony where it's railings and wind is coming through, put some sort of mesh or something on front of that, just a little bit where the pot is. So it'll slow down the wind a bit more. And then you can put anything you want. Once you've slowed down that wind, it's a bit like a shelter belt in a garden. You know, you have to give some sort of shelter to what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
Begonias are great for kind of that sort of location, and so are geraniums. You know, all sorts of things like that are really good. I know you don't like geraniums, but we have to
smelly,
sneak them in now
okay.
and again.
Look, we can look at them and hold our nose and that'll be fine. So... people coming into May now, they'll have lots of probably family gatherings planned, communes and so on. Mm. Give us another quick list of good, colourful plants that smell nice.
That smell nice. Well, most of the annuals don't really have a smell, but you could put in Diasia, which is a kind of a trailing plant. Lovely little kind of tiny little pink or white or purple little flowers. And they go all summer. They're out now in the garden centres and they go all summer. Nemesia come back every year.
So Nemesia.
Nemesia. So you could put Nemesia in and then you could take it out of the pot and put it into your garden and that will come back every year. That's a perennial. Diasia is an annual, is considered an annual because frost could take it out. Then you're into your daisies, marguerites, that sort of thing. You know, the lovely daisies, so you get a bit of movement. Especially if you have communion or anything like that coming up.
And you have
nice.
You have to feed all these things well to keep them alive.
You do, but you see, the slow-release fertiliser,
yes.
If you put that in the beginning, into the pot, that will feed all the plants for the duration, it's about 6 month feed. So you don't have to think about that again.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have to add anything to the water
no.
then?
No.
So you're
that's
done?
It. That's it.
Oh, God,
that's
I like
it.
This.
One and
what
done.
What did you tell me about
one
this ages ago?
Done, yeah. It's great. No, that takes the pressure off. If you want, you can add in a tomato feed at some point.
Yeah.
But only if you want. But the slow-release fertiliser is a 3 or 6 month feed. That's it.
Great. I love it. Mari, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
That is Mari Staunton telling us how to get colour into our garden. That brings us to the end of the programme. Thank you very much for listening. If you missed anything, you can listen back on the Go Loud app. The team today, and my thanks to them all, Cormac McDonough on sound, producers Alex Russo, Helena O'Toole and Dee King, research by David O'Connor. Our broadcast assistant is Anne-Marie Kane.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.